When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
838, Madison 1670, WTDY, Sly in the morning. Well, he was on a few times during the whole Terri Schiavo incident. I also had a chance to interview him in Denver at the Democratic Convention in 2008 as he was being arrested. On a live line with us, Democratic candidate for president and primary challenger to Barack Obama, Randall Terri. Good morning, Randall.
Sly, good morning. How are you, sir?
I am outstanding. Sarah Palin's coming to town tomorrow, so we're all excited here in Madison, Wisconsin today.
Huh. Well, there you go. She's like a rock star.
She's gotten very rich.
Yes.
Let me ask you, why are you running as a Democrat for president?
Because I don't want to quarrel with Sarah Palin. I will say things about Barack Obama that we talk about off the air. The people are saying when they're standing around the water cooler. And when I focus on our addiction to Middle Eastern oil and Obama enslaving us to Saudi oil, and we're funding terrorism, his China policy, his crushing debt that he is bringing on us, the killing of our children, his subverting the military to the homosexual agenda. I will go after these things one at a time without equivocating, without flinching. And if I can get 5 or 8% of the Roman Catholic Democrats and the Evangelical Democrats to vote for me and then cause such a crisis of conscience in them that they refuse to vote for Barack Obama in the general election in 2012, I will have done the country a great service.
All right, so it is your goal to run, not that you think you can win a Democratic primary, but that you will cause such a stir that it will cost him votes in the general election.
Yes, and I want to be very clear on two points. One is I do want to be the president of the United States, and I have no doubt in my mind that I would be a far better president than Barack Obama. But the odds of me defeating him in the Democratic primary are so long that, you know, someone's better off investing their money in a lottery ticket. But there are certain issues that must be addressed in American politics, and they will not be addressed by most of the field of Republicans. For example, I will show commercials on television that show aborted babies, and the FCC and the FEC laws require that stations run them. So I want to use this campaign to create a crisis of conscience so that we ultimately change the law, protect our unborn children, and then that other list, that other litany of issues that I spoke about, and other ones, such as the Second Amendment and, ending of the socialist plantation, phasing out Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, all of these government giveaways, these so-called entitlements must be phased out. I'm going to say the things that must be said and say them without flinching, without apology, and it will serve the country because we're going to have a debate on things. We're going to discuss things that need to be discussed, and neither the Republicans nor the Democrats are willing to say them. But I get to say them in the Democratic primary and wound Obama in the process.
Now, you started Operation Rescue, which, of course, was very, very, very robust during the protests in Wichita, Kansas, right?
Yes.
That was kind of your start in politics, and you passionately believe that abortion is a Holocaust, right?
Correct.
But you want to cut entitlements. Couldn't cutting the social funding in this country lead to more abortions?
Well, the issue is to make child killing illegal.
Why?
In other words, if it is a criminal act to kill an unborn human being from conception until birth, 90% of all abortions will go away because most people obey the law. I mean, yes, there'll still be some people who get their baby killed illegally by abortion, just like there are some people who murder and rape and steal, even though it's against the law. But the vast majority of people in this country are law-abiding citizens, And our goal is to simply make it illegal, just like slavery was made illegal. So these are, you know, in the ethical hierarchy, abortion must take preeminence. We have to protect human life.
Did the Republicans fail to protect human life when they compromised with the president and continued to fund Planned Parenthood?
Yes. The Republicans are treacherous friends. I've come to the place, Sly, where I prefer an honest enemy to a treacherous friend. Because an honest enemy will tell you, this is what I'm going to do, and then he does it. A treacherous friend will seduce you, make promises to you, and then will betray you. And that's what the Republicans have made a living out of for some 20 years.
So you don't think they're really serious about ending abortion?
I don't think that they're serious about almost anything.
Right.
I mean, you're really and truly, if you look at the Democrat agenda, they have said it, they have done it. The Republicans say we want to cut spending, but they don't. The deficit and the debt ballooned under Bush. The Republicans say they're pro-life, but when they have the chance to defund Planned Parenthood, they don't do it.
Well, I would tell you that Barack Obama came to Wisconsin in 2008 and said he was going to end the trade deals that shipped so many of our jobs overseas and continued to have a policy recognizing China as some sort of adversary, as some sort of worthy trading partner. And, of course, you know some of their policies in China. And I feel like he's let us down. I feel like he's continued the same policies as George Bush and George Bush's father and Bill Clinton when it comes to moving our manufacturing out of a state like Wisconsin and driving down wages. So in some ways, the president has let me down.
That's an excellent point. Let me talk for 1 second, if I could.
Well, let's pay a bill, and then we'll come back to that, all right?
Okay.
All right, Randall Terry with us. He is running for president. What's your website before we go to the break?
Terryforpresident.com.
Are you there, Randall?
I am. It is I, your servant. Right. The Chinese are doing this to us.
I know they are. They're jamming our signal this morning. All right, Randall Terry, who's running for president, started Operation Rescue and obviously has been a pro-life advocate his entire, I guess we could call it, maybe not a political career, but it's a public career. Your official campaign slogan is a Democratic primary for president to bring Americans face-to-face with aborted babies.
Yep.
Now, I'm guessing you didn't get that slogan from Madison Avenue, because most political advisors would tell you not to say that.
Most political advisors are political whores, and they...
That's true.
Yes, they are, and they systematically disembowel candidates who have strong ethics and strong beliefs, and they try and make them play to the middle. You can count on one hand the number of people in the United States House of Representatives that are absolutely and utterly committed to principle first, not party, principle, and who will say the truth even when the truth is unpopular. Most of them go up there and get disemboweled, and the disemboweling process begins with Madison Avenue political advisors who are destroying the country.
Let me ask you about the whole, you want to raise enough money to run ads during the Super Bowl that show aborted babies, graphic pictures of aborted fetuses or babies.
Yes.
Do you think that that is effective at changing hearts and minds?
Without question. One of the key elements of the fight against anti-Semitism is showing the victims of the Holocaust. When the abolitionists fought against slavery, they would show pictures and tell stories of how the slaves were brutally treated. Think of in our lifetime, Sly, the fight against segregation. You saw black men lynched in photographs by the Ku Klux Klan. You saw dogs and water cannons attacking peaceful protesters. These images resonate in our souls, and they tell us a truth that we can't deny. And right now, most Americans have never seen aborted babies. Most Americans would rather that this was never talked about. And I refuse to go along with this charade any longer. And then let's I'm going to be very heart-wrenching here for a minute. Almost half of your listeners have participated in the death of their own child. Almost half. If you look in a mall, in a church, 46% of the women who are 55 years old and younger have participated in the death of at least one of their own children. And that includes dads. That doesn't touch uncles, aunts, grandparents. I personally know of the death of five blood relatives of mine by abortion. Those are the ones I know of. Five blood relatives of mine have perished in America's abortion holocaust. And we're going to have some kind of a cathartic, oh my God, what have we done moment as a nation, and then bring this killing to an end.
Do you think that women, if abortion were made illegal, I've heard a lot of pro-life activists say that they don't want to punish women who take place in an abortion, either with a doctor or a self-induced abortion. Do you think that this country needs to start jailing women who participate in the death of their own fetus?
Yes, absolutely.
See, you're being more honest about this than I think some of the people that soft pedal their opposition to abortion, because it makes it appear as though they think that the only person perpetrating the act that you describe as so evil is the doctor. But you think this is a two-way street?
Well, right now, I think that the argument could be made that when we make child killing illegal again, that every penny of every abortionist should be seized. It's all blood money. And there should be some type of reparation, you know, psychological funding for these women to deal with the trauma. Because many women now are, in fact, lied to. They're going against their innate conscience. They do know in their heart of hearts that this is their own offspring. Clearly, it's not a carrot or a puppy in there that they're killing. But once child killing is made illegal again, there must be criminal repercussions for women. There must be. Otherwise, it's all a farce. And right now, the reason that so many women go to post-abortive healing, they go to confession, to a priest, they seek the forgiveness of God in any number of ways, is that once their conscience is awakened, they know that they have participated in the death of their own child.
Do you, now you have not run for president in the past, have you? This is
No.
Your first run for president. And you're taking on, and it's Randall Terry, the website is terryforpresident.com. You're taking on President Obama. I've got about 3 minutes left here. Do you think that he's not our first pro-choice president. Do you think that he is more pro-abortion than previous presidents?
I think that he is the arch-child killer of the Western Hemisphere. I believe that he is the most, and I say this with ethical precision, I believe that he is the most ethically debauched president we have ever had. He is
more so than Richard Nixon?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because Nixon committed, you know, petty crimes and misdemeanors. Nixon was a self-consumed man on many levels, but Nixon really did want to fight communism. Barack Obama, if you go across the spectrum.
What about dropping the bombs on Cambodia?
Well,
weren't those babies?
I mean, we drop bombs on Hiroshima. I have a master's degree in diplomacy and international terrorism, and I think what the United States did in Hiroshima and Nagasaki was fundamentally immoral.
Mm-hmm.
What we did in Cambodia, dropping bombs on civilians, it's immoral. But there are things that are done in the heat of war that at least you can say, okay, this is what was happening. We're trying to stretch this to an Augustinian theory of just war. Barack Obama, with infanticide, denying medical care to unborn babies or to born babies who survive a botched abortion, saying that you can still kill them after they're alive. I mean, this is ghoulish.
Mm-hmm.
This something you would see in a horror movie.
Would you think that if he were to be defeated and you were to get the laws passed that you'd like as president, that someday he would be brought up on charges?
I think that we need to look at men like those that gave us Roe versus Wade. I think that doctors should be tried. We could use the Nuremberg proceedings. Mm-hmm. And it would be an interesting discussion as to whether or not Barack Obama was tried. The whole premise of the Nuremberg proceedings is that you can be tried for crimes that you committed under the color of law. Things that you did in your country that were legal at the time, like the Nazis killing the Jews, that the world can say, no, you betrayed the laws of heaven, you betrayed natural law, you betrayed mm-hmm. basic human rights, and therefore we're going to try you. So I've never thought about that until this moment, but you know what? If you'll make the motion, I'll second it.
Well, I'm not making that. I'm just asking you where you're coming. You know what? I love having you on my show because I think you're one of the more honest people I've ever talked to when it comes to how they really feel and where they'd really like to take this country. And I look forward to having further discussions with you as you make this run for president.
Thank you, Sly, for having me. It's always a delight. You're a great questioner.
All right. Randall Terry, who's a candidate for president. Thanks for coming on.